Sarah, here's one for you. It's from Joe Barber, who has emailed to say, do large eyes see better than small ones? And he's referring to things like a very big eye that you might find in a squid versus, say, a very small eye you might see in a kestrel.
Well, I think the idea behind, if you have a bigger eye, well, you want to get more, as much light onto your retina as you can so you can get a more detailed picture of the outside world. So you often see large eyes in nocturnal animals that rely on sight, things like eyes and bush babies, or fish, or indeed cephalopods like giant squid, in the deep sea where it's constantly dark. So either they can be predators and they need to see their prey, or they need to be determining distances to jump between branches, that sort of thing. It's kind of not necessarily just a question of how big the eye is, but you also need to think about what you're doing with it. So if you have a large pupil, you'll need to have a larger eye, so a deeper eye, in order to get the focus depth right. Because if you have a big aperture and you just let the light into the eye, then you need to make sure that it's deep enough in order for you to get the focal length, otherwise you'll have a big blurry picture. So you still need to have the focusing power of a lens going on there. So if you can't focus the light, it's quite useless. Also, things with bigger eyes that need to see more often have a larger optic lobe in their brain because they need more processing power and that sort of thing. Now, this is just the case for simple eyes here. We're not talking about compound eyes, which are the sort of things that invertebrates like insects and crustaceans have. Although I do know that mantis shrimps have the most complex eyes of any invertebrate, and they have 16 different types of light receptors, whereas we only have four.
Lucky them, I say. Thank you, Sarah.